Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the show, we'll take you to Tolchester Beach, which at one time was considered the Coney Island of the Chesapeake Bay. We'll meet a young ball player who is trying to make it to the big leagues and live up to his famous family name. But first, we head up to Dewey Beach, Delaware, where tensions are rising once again between the town government and business owners. A few years ago, the Washington Post ran an article with the dramatic headline, "The Fight for the Soul of Dewey Beach." It told the story of the tensions between the two groups that we've featured on this program a number of times. To simplify it, some residents believe that the nightlife scene in the summertime in Dewey is getting out of hand. For their part, business owners say they are doing more than their fair share to handle the crowds and help the city ensure public safety in the small Delaware resort. But what started a few years ago with a strict new noise ordinance has now turned into a battle over business license fees and other issues. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the owner of the Starbird restaurant. But first, I paid a visit to the home of Dewey Beach Mayor Diane Hansen earlier this week. She admits things have been stressful between the town and the businesses in the past few weeks, but she's hopeful that compromise and common ground is still possible.
Well, I think in the years that followed, we've developed a good working relationship. And Dewey has a group called the Dewey Business Partnership, and they've done a wonderful job of having a lot of family-friendly events. They have trick-or-treating for Halloween, they have an Easter egg hunt, they have a kids' party in summer, art fest, lots of things that are wonderful, and that's exactly the kind of Dewey Beach I'd like to see. It has more family-friendly events that attract, you know, nice people to the town.
Sure.
So I think we've had a good relationship for quite a while now, and it has improved substantially, probably the best it's ever been, until the last few weeks, and things started to fall apart for a variety of things, nothing that the town did. But things that happened.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's give people, you know, listeners around the region that just sort of see the headlines that, you know, there's yet another battle or tension brewing between the town and the business owners. Mm-hmm. When and where did it fall apart for you in the past few weeks? Describe that.
Well, we were being sued by Alex Perez, the owner of Highway 1, about our business license fees. We got a good attorney, and we went to court, and we won. The Chancery Court said we have the right to tax based on the fact that we have an all-powers clause in our charter. And what happened a few weeks ago is Pete Schwarzkopf, the Speaker of the House, and also our representative in Dewey Beach, introduced legislation that would negate our win in the court. And that's where it started.
Yeah. Tell me about the business license increase. I've been in conversation with a few business owners around. They say that what you're charging for a business license is much higher than neighboring resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why the increase?
Well, I think it's partly because of the police that we need in our town. We have a $2.4 million budget, and half of that goes to police. And this is a town that has 325 full-time residents. In the winter, you can roll up the streets to a certain extent, although we have a lot of people, restaurants open now more than we did. But only 325 people in town. Half of those go to Florida, so it's very quiet in winter. It's mm-hmm. 1 mile long. Why do we need a $1.2 million police force? And it's because of our businesses. And that's where the rub starts, because then the legislator said, well, why don't you have a property tax? Well, the reason we don't, we'll call it the story of a light pole in Dewey Beach. You know, the lights, the big poles that mm-hmm. hold the lights up. Before the season even started, the very first weekend on May 21st or whatever it was, that last weekend before Memorial Day, someone who was under the influence knocked down one of our light poles. So my question is, who pays for the light pole? Those things don't happen when there's only 200 residents here in winter. It doesn't happen during the 9 months we don't have tourists. So why should I introduce the property tax so the people of Dewey can pay for a light pole that they have nothing to do with? All right? And that's where the problem comes. There are a lot of expenses from graffiti, people throw our lifeguard stands into the water, all kinds of destruction that can happen in summer that's related to tourists and not the people who live here. And most of the problems are caused by the people who come in to patronize our businesses. That's where the rub starts.
In a past conversation between you and I, you said that your concern and many of the people who share your view of how Dewey should be, it's not that you want Dewey to be a silent, quiet town. Right. You just want it to be more moderate. And yes. You seem to think that the way that things are trending with the nightlife and what Dewey's being known for, it's becoming very much towards excess. So I found it interesting that in recent weeks, a decision was made. In the past, a few business owners had been pitching some money in to pay for additional officers right. on big weekends.
Right.
The town decided to no longer accept that.
Right.
Tell me the thinking process in that decision.
It's always been a frustration for the property owners. It just gives a bad perception. You know, may not be reality, but perception. When your police are being paid by the people they are, you know, charged with oversight. It's just not appropriate. And, you know, in the past, the businesses have risen to the occasion, and I thank them for that. When we had a budget deficit, they came through and provided extra money for the police on Memorial Day weekend. But at this point, we're showing a $300,000 surplus for this year. Now, you know, that, you know, people might say, oh, well, what do you need any money for? A lot of that represents the hard work of our town manager, who's collected a lot of past fees and fines that we won't always be getting every year. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's a surplus from years past that we should have had and didn't collect properly. So now we have somebody at the helm that is in charge that is taking care of business and getting this done, and that's how we ended up with the surplus. Doesn't mean we always will need it. We'll have it. So at this point, we have the money to pay for it, and because it is a perception by a lot of people that it's inappropriate, we felt that it was best just to say, we'll pay for the police ourselves. We still have the same police coverage we always did, and good thing we did, because it was a very, very, very busy weekend.
Well, you know, you talk about perceptions, and mm-hmm. you hear from people who absolutely disagree with that decision mm-hmm. and absolutely disagree with the increase in the business licenses, and they take those two decisions as sort of making that relationship between the business community and the town even more polarized.
A lot of the businesses in other towns pay less for a business license fee, but they're also paying a property tax. So the businesses aren't paying a property tax. Their business license includes the property tax. The other thing, even you go to Rehoboth, they do not have a venue that is large like the Rusty Rudder. We can get 6,000 people into that place. It'd take 10 bars in Rehoboth to make up one Rusty Rudder. And same thing with North Beach is pretty big. All right, and the Starboard's fairly big. So you've got three very big venues that they don't have in these other towns. You know, and what was happening in the lawsuit, they were comparing our license fees to Bethany. Well, Bethany's the quiet resort. Things close at 11. It's not the same. It's comparing apples to something, not even oranges. It's not even in the fruit category.
Yeah.
You know.
Assess how you think the noise ordinance worked.
Last year it worked very well. We had one of the quietest, nicest summers here ever. Very few noise complaints. Now, unfortunately, what happened this year, May, whatever last weekend was first weekend before the summer started, we had 5 noise complaints on one night against one establishment. And so, you know, some people are very frustrated thinking we're back where we started. So we're going to have to take a look at that, take a look at the complaints, see what decibel levels they came in, see if we have to change the law, see what we can do to enforce it better. But to some extent, we're starting over again this summer. It's a new season, and we'll see how it goes.
Do you feel like that with this ongoing sort of relationship that has included litigation mm-hmm. and very public back and forths between very prominent members of the community, both on the governmental side as well as the business side, that this is sort of a cycle that you can't really break? And I guess, do you think you can break it, and if so, how?
I even hope we can break it, you know, and I think by working with the businesses, which we've been doing, I met with Monty, the owner of the Starboard, last Friday because things were getting a little tense. And I just said, you know, I called the meeting and I just said, you know, things are getting a little tense. Let's talk it through. I don't want to go back to where we were. And he agreed. And I think after we talked, we both felt a little better. I mean, we agreed to disagree on some things. We vented about certain things. We agreed on other things. But at least we're talking.
Steve Montgomery is famously known as Monty around Dewey Beach. He owns the Starboard restaurant on the north end of the resort. He's who Diane Hansen was just alluding to. He says the business owners are often painted as the problem in Dewey Beach, but he believes they have taken an active role in being part of the solution for years.
I think the people in Dewey, both sides of it, love Dewey Beach for what it is. it's a small enough town that everybody should be working together. And I think that, to me, is what ruffles my feathers, that you don't get the feeling people are working together. There's the communication sometimes is non-existent. Some people just blame, and want more. And you got a business community here that thrives. You got a town that's known for its business community in addition to its beaches and its bay. They're two blocks apart, which is nowhere else in this area for sure. And everybody should hang their heads proud at Dewey Beach. I mean, I know myself, and I believe our business, we're proud of what Dewey Beach is. We're proud people come here, and the people that don't live here think this is the greatest little town in the history of the world. And I think that's my biggest thing, is that people aren't proud. Instead, they complain.
How has the business community helped to find a common ground?
I mean, I think the business community myself has been very active. And I don't know, I think I would look at it more as trying to well-round Dewey Beach. You know, we don't want to be just a party town. It's certainly a fun. We came up with a slogan years back called Nightlife Plus. You know, we don't want to kill the nightlife. Everybody loves the nightlife. This town goes back. You know how many people have met their other halves in Dewey Beach, bring their kids back to Dewey Beach, and are, you know, just love what this town has done to that for their lives. It's a special place in a lot of people's hearts. I think well-rounding it a little bit more with some more friendly kid events, things on the beach, things on the bay, that's where we've been kicking in. We do an arts festival that's slam-packed in April. We do kids' beach parties on the beach. Even when the Washington Post was here covering the famous Starboard's Running of the Bull, which has become, you know, it's 18 years in. It's a pretty famous, busy holiday weekend. It's turned it into a holiday weekend. To well-round that, we know some people don't love it when, you know, everybody's clogging the streets and running down the beach chasing after a couple guys in a bull costume. That most people love that, but a few don't, and we understand that. To counteract that, we did a kids' beach party, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, we have a couple hundred kids out there on the beach chasing the bull. We brought the mascots down from the Washington Nationals, the presidents, you know, teaching the kids a little bit about the presidents and Roosevelt and Lincoln. That was a lot of fun, and by doing things to counteract some of the negativity is the only way I think you can do it. You know, we all want to take the high road and make this a great place. And, you know, we can control most of the crowd and control ourselves, noise. We can't control how people act on the streets. And more of the complaints are how people are acting on the streets and group houses and out there. Less of them are inside our establishments. I mean, the Dewey Beach police will tell you, if we could have everybody in the bars 24/7, life would be easy for us, because they police themselves. And we do. We have our own police force. We have our own staff. And it's working with the town to do our best to keep people, when they leave our establishments, when they come into our establishments, as ruly as we can. You know, we pick up the litter in the streets because they're not coming out of our establishment with it, but on the walking to there or something, they might be. So that's why we hit the streets and do our best to compromise everything.
Yeah. Let's stay on the subject of police presence and the force that, of course, you know, as this town of 325 people year-round balloons up to, you know, 60,000, 65,000 on a given weekend.
Sure.
Obviously, the police force, if you look at the budget, the police force takes up about half of what the town's budget is, over $1 million. The business community, yourself being at the forefront of that, over the past few years has offered up money to hire additional police presence. Recently, the town said, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to deny that money. We're not going to take it anymore. You, of course, had very publicly had taken a lot of umbrage with that decision. Tell me why.
Well, a lot of it was how it was done. You know, it's something we started. There was a problem. Memorial Day weekend, by far the most crowded, crazy, out-of-control weekend Dewey Beach would see. And, you know, it didn't like that every year, the first weekend of the year, it's like the Daytona 500 weekend. It started the season that everybody would get up in feathers, get their feathers ruffled about, it was awful, awful. We have to crack down. We need zero tolerance. You can't have it. Because the people that come Memorial Day, most of them are not the people that are here the rest of the year. So we met with the chief of police and his lieutenants, and years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, said, let's attack this differently. Let's treat this like Dover Downs NASCAR race, where 100,000+ people come into that town for a couple days, and they bring in extra police and they from surrounding jurisdictions, and we just, you bear with it, you get through it, and everybody has a great time. They're gone, and the town, the city benefits, and the issues are taken care of. So they love that idea. So we said, we pay for it. Let's do it. Let's just, this would be a community involvement thing. The community would see, the business community, it was only a couple of businesses, and we said, we'll pay for this thing. We brought in 10 extra officers each of the three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. And every single year for the 4 or 5 years we did it, the complaint number decreased, went down and down and down. Thought it worked great. What I did not like and why I'm upset about it was literally less than 1 week before the program, after it was all set up and ready to roll, and the chief of police had been told to go ahead and set up the program, I received a letter from the town saying, thanks, but no thanks. You can contribute to pulling weeds. You can contribute to sweeping up the streets, but you can't contribute to the public safety officers in Dewey Beach because you're a bar restaurant and we want them to be able to enforce their laws against you. I've never been found in violation of a law in all my years here, so I took it as a little bit of a slap in the face to take a program away from us. If we were literally paying police officers out of our pockets to themselves directly, that'd be one. We're paying the town of Dewey Beach to reimburse the town for paying the police officers. It was a marketing thing with the community, so the community understood we had good intentions, we're trying to do our part, and it was taken away from us. And obviously you can see, and how it was taken away was not very friendly in my and many other people's views.
Yeah, you call it a slap in the face. I've spoken to some other business owners in you know, this little stretch of sand here, and they said that the other thing that they feel is a slap in the face is the price to get a business license. You know, some cynics have said that the price of a business license here in town is essentially the town trying to balance its budget on the back of the business owners. Where do you stand in that argument? Is it a cynical view? Is it more of a pragmatic view?
The business licenses are higher than ever. I own three businesses at the beach. In Bethany Beach, I pay a business license of about $250 a year. In Lewis, Delaware, I pay a business license for Bethany Blues of $175 a year. In Dewey Beach, I pay a business license now close to $5,000 a year. So yes, it's out of whack, out of line, and some people that pay higher fees don't like it. Where that started was back early in the years of Dewey. Dewey's a new town. It's only 32 years old as an incorporated town. About the second or third year, I actually have hanging in my office the original first business license just Dewey. It was $200 for the starboard, license number one in the early 1980s. But Dewey was having a hard time balancing his budget. They agreed, the business owners agreed to raise the fees way up. Bars for a long time, the bigger bars and restaurants were paying $7,500 a year. That was, the intention was to be a 1, 2, or 3 year thing until things got balanced. It's never, you know, like anything, it rarely goes back. I'm not personally asking to. Over the last couple of years, there's been certain commissioners that have really been threatening to raise business license fees. There's been a community group of Citizens to Preserve Dewey that has been very active saying that bars and restaurants and businesses only pay $60,000 or $70,000, should be paying $300,000 or $400,000. There's been a gross receipts tax, which was thankfully shot down last summer or tabled last summer. That's scary to us business owners. We start talking about things that we would have to fight to stop that. We already pay a gross receipts tax to the state of Delaware. We don't want to pay a second one to the town of Dewey Beach. The numbers they were talking about were staggering. The percentages they were talking about 1 to 3%. The state's 0.0023%. So the town of Dewey was looking for much, much more money on the backs of the businesses. That's where I think the business license fee argument came up. Like when you start threatening, we're going to go from $5,000 or $6,000 to $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000. Yeah, we get a little active. So that's more where I stand.
That was Steve Montgomery, the owner of the Starboard Restaurant in Dewey Beach. We also heard from the town's mayor, Diane Hansen. Now, we'd like to hear from you. What do you think could be done to ease the tension between these two sides? Send us your thoughts to coastal@wamu.org or just hit us up on Facebook. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connections.